The husband's storage room first appeared as Wi-Fi and charger offering bench in Fuzhou last year. It's now upgraded to a one-man video gaming retreat. A shopping mall in Shanghai has introduced glass pods, where husbands and boyfriends can spend some time video gaming while their significant other spends some money. So let's talk about how convenient is it great to put your husband or boyfriend in this gaming pod when you're shopping.
Sure. So let's say you're walking in a mall trying to buy something, but suddenly you see a box, you see a glass pod, and you see a man inside playing some video games. You got interested into the pods. So you ask the man what he's doing, and he said, well, I'm being grumpy, so my girlfriend's decided to put me here. There's a chair, a monitor, a computer, and a gamepad in here so I can play video games. And currently, the service is free, though in the future, I might be able to pay for it, scanning a QR code, but it's still good for me. I like to be here. And this kind of husband nursery, so to be called, has been first appeared in Shenzhen in 2010, actually, and then Fuzhou, Shanghai followed suit. So we can see a lot of these pods existing in different shopping malls.
Yeah, you know, joking aside, I find this to be kind of immature. This in so many levels.
Really?
Yeah, because
I like it.
Well, I might as well just stay home. I might as well. That's how I feel, right? Because, I mean, we're not spending quality time together, and you're just spending money, so that doesn't... What am I doing? I'm playing video games in a small cube. And some people have said these cubes don't even have air conditioning, and the joysticks are just awful. And it's like... It's going somewhere to be separate, you know? It's like, if I'm going to go somewhere with you, then I'm going to go somewhere and do something with you. But it's like, if you expect me to just go shopping with you and that's how we spend our days off together, that's selfish of you. And so if you think by putting me in a closet and making me play video games, or even if I like video games, makes this better, to me, it doesn't. I think finding something, the reason why you're together, the team thing, that whole mindset, is to do something together. And, you know, sometimes that's not shopping. I get it. But, you know, nowadays we always talk how the modern day couple is running, 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 going, going, going. So those moments you get to spend with each other, if it's this kind of thing where you go to a mall, the most time you spend together is in the car. You get there, then you're in this little cube playing video games while she's spending all this money on other stuff, and you're okay with that. I think actually your relationship might have a lot of problems.
I don't agree with that, because for me, I totally be in those cubes, because now
you want to be in the cube.
I want to be in the cube.
Then you should just go to the arcade with him, and then you guys do that together. That's even better. But don't just shove both of you in one cube. That just looks
no,
weird.
My romantic.
My argument is based on the fact that I think men are multitask creatures. Let's say we wanted to go to a dinner and go to the supermarket and go watch a movie. And in between, I wanted to shop a little more. So do you want him to just go home for that 2 hours? I just store him in
Here's my reply, here's my reply. Why would I go to the mall to play video games? That's like, if I have video games, if I have someone that loves that and I've invested in some kind of video games at home, I'd be like, here's my card, because this is pretty much what you want anyways, and go ahead and go to the mall by yourself, because we won't be spending a lot of time together. And this, the whole idea of this is relatively insulting.
No, what I'm saying is that in between having dinner and watching
a
movie,
fun.
In the 2 hours, I wanted to go shopping, so that man need to spend that
guys,
2 hours. Do you
want
to spend that with me shopping, or do you want to stay in the cube playing video games?
Guys, be smart. Just give her the card. Tell her to go have a good time. Invite your buddies over. Play video games at home, air conditioning, beer, all that fun stuff. And then when she comes back, just be like, hey, missed you. That kind of thing.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, card PIN number collected.
Everybody's winning, I guess, huh?
Well, actually, joking aside, I think for sometimes we might think of this in a totally romantic setting, but when it's mundane stuff between couples too, you need to pick up the toilet roll. You need to pick up grocery. You need to do that kind of shopping too. Can you not do it? Well, we're not earning so much that we have a maid to do it for us, right? So I'm doing this. Would you be an angel and come and accompany me? Yes? Okay, great. Let's go
but
shopping.
You don't do that shopping in malls. Yeah. Where do you find that you do?
There's always a supermarket at the bottom
floor. Yeah.
And other stores, right?
But also, I have a question for you, Ryan, that is a bit of a myth for us. Mm-hmm, that is it true that guys just hate shopping, so that's why we feel we don't want you to be bored, so we put you there?
We like shopping for stuff we like, you know, but like when you're getting asked 20 times in a day questions there's no right answer for. How does this make me look? You're like, Jesus, what's the right answer? Oh, good, just good. Oh, my God, I'm leaving this store and you and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no. So in that case, maybe guys just would rather probably stay in the box.
Yeah, well, in the pod is fancy that way. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.